Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, you and I both have been tasting French wines for a long time, and we're really familiar with just about all of the regions. But there's one that continues to kind of amaze me, and that's Languedoc-Roussillon.
Yeah.
Not a lot of household, you know, familiar names, but a lot of really interesting quality coming out of there.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. The Languedoc-Roussillon region in southwest France, on the Mediterranean coast, is one of the most prolific wine production regions. It stretches from the Rhone Valley in the east all the way to the Spanish border in the west and is France's largest wine-producing region. There are more varieties of grape here than in any other region of France.
Oh, my.
Yeah, from the classic Rhone varieties to Bordeaux to Burgundy and the Loire, they're kind of all scattered about in this particular region. And the wines can range very much from outstanding and pricey to more typically very good value for the quality. I'm going to be exploring some reds from the area this week and some whites on the next week. So to start, I tried a wine called, it's from a producer called La Masse de Mon Père, which is my father's farm. It's called Tu M'Intéresses, which means you interest me, from the 2021 vintage. My father's farmhouse and Tu M'Intéresses, those are both things that I thought were pretty interesting to me, and so was the wine. This wine is simply labeled Vin de France. It has no other, and I think that's because they've got all these different things in it. It's a blend of Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Malbec, Grenache, and Sansot.
That's kitchen sink.
It really is. Deeply extracted, almost inky in color. The wine is highly fruit-forward with ripe berry flavors, a note of dark chocolate, and a generous finish with slightly dusty tannins. I'm thinking burgers or pizza here.
Mm-hmm.
It's enjoyable, but maybe a little dear at $22.99.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Following was the 2019 Chateau Saint-Roch Old Vines Red. Now, the appellation here is Côte du Roussillon Village, so that's a kind of a step up.
Right.
The blend here is 65% Grenache and 35% Syrah, so it's clearly sort of a more Rhone-influenced type of blend.
For sure.
Not surprisingly, the wine has a big forward nose of blackberry and blueberries with notes of anise, which I thought was really attractive, and herbs. Full-bodied and plump on the palate, the intense black fruit yields a note of dark chocolate and resolves with a rounded dollop of smooth tannins. Definitely well for grilled meats. Pretty fair value at $19.99.
Wow.
Finally, from Domaine Francois is the 2021 Les Eaux de Genil. Genil is the name of the specific area in the Corbière part of Languedoc where these grapes were produced. It's a blend of Syrah and Grenache. The wine is very dark, aromatic. Blackberries, leather, violets on the nose, full-bodied, dark red berry flavors on the palate, and a spicy long finish. This is a wine that came to play. I'm almost thinking venison here, but you'd also do well with a good dish of spaghetti bolognese.
Mm-hmm.
This is a steal at $14.99.
Oh, my goodness.
So overall, though, for overall value, my wine of the week is the Chateau Saint-Roch Old Vines Red.
Mm-hmm.
It was the standout in a good field of contenders, and at $19.99, tough to beat.
We're going to put all these on the website, and you can go out and try them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.